That works
right.
Too.
Harry Hurst didn't mean he's claiming he's a Ventura, right? Believe that.
Believe
what
right.
He was saying.
He's going back
forward.
I know. Okay, we have work to do. Dr. Harris is across me in, and I'm not worried about Dr. Harris. And I wasn't insulting Dr. Harris in the least bit. I just said I wasn't invited to the Shiva Club. That's all I said. What?
The rest of the class should understand he's just playing.
Okay, I understand. Okay, calm enough. There's somebody not muted over here. Okay, we're going to start again from second line from the top of Yitzhak and Amitbeis. Kol Menachos, the Mishnah said that every Menachos comes with a Klisharis. And that's going to bother the Gemara. I mean, in fact, it does bother the Gemara. We're a minimum. Say the Menachos Ketzer. Other maybe Menachos Ketzer, but Klosser Shul Ketzer V'Shazov. Baskets of silver and gold that are not Klisharis. The nice little type Klisharis and puts it into a Klisharis. So that's the Kasha. That means it doesn't come in a Klisharis. It comes in a keli and it gets put into a klisharis. Our Mishnah said it comes in a klisharis. That's the kasha. The rest of the brisa is just here to tell me all about mincha. And by the way, this is one of the most important brises, maybe if not about the seder hamincha and how minchas are brought. Now, once we brought this brisa, we are now going to teach you about minchas. Umalicha mekatchib klisharis, and it gets kedushas haguf, kedushas kli in a klisharis. Which is a higher level. Kedusha and Rashi will explain. V'noisin ala shem nun l'vanasa. You give oil and frankincense. And malicha etzer kayin, Dr. Harris, you don't mind moving a little bit to the left so Mr. Goldstein can find his place. Malicha etzer kayin, and you bring it to the kayin. The kayin malicha etzer mizrayach, and the kayin puts it by the mizrayach. What? I'm sorry. The Kayan Malicha to Mizbeach, and the Kayan brings it to the Mizbeach, Umagicha, the Karen Dreimus Mizrachas, and he touches the Mincha, and the Gemara will explain, he touches the Kli, to the southwestern corner of Mizbeach. It's a pasuk in the Torah of Yigisha Eitz on Mizbeach. Geneged Chudash or Karen, and we'll find out why that happens. Why that the corner, the point of the corner, meaning not on top, but he touches it at the corner. The sharp point of the corner. The dayoy is enough. The wire is going to ask what that word dayoy teaches me. He moves the frankincense to one side. He takes the kmitza from the flour and the oil in the place where the oil is more. The nice little klisharis to a second klisharis. A mekachib klisharis. It's a higher level of kedusha. If you remember, we learned about mincha that it has four avodas that are analogous to the four avodas of shechita, right? Shechita is like kmitza. Then by kimei kabbalas hadam, that's like kiddush kli, when you put the kmitza into a kli. Yuhailocha means take it to the mizbeach, and zrikas hadam and ataras hakaymet are analogous. So you bake the, put it in the klisharis, the malakinus levinas v'nais nagamav. Then you pick off the levain off the rest of the flour and put it on top of the kmitza. Umalayu, bring it up. Umaktirai the klisharis. You bring it up and you makter the klisharis. The Gemara is going to be bothered by that. We don't burn the klisharis. Umolchai, and you salt it. The nice nagabish, and you put it on the fire. The karabak kaimitz, after you bring the kaimitz, shiran nacholim. The rest of it is eaten by the kahanim. Urushoim akahanim litmatecha yayim b'shem and advash. They're not restricted by what they mix into the flour and oil. They can bake this with wine, with oil, with honey. They ain't asur melamachametz, but they cannot let this mincha become chametz, because there's an isser of any part of the mincha being chametz. All this will be explained in the Gemara. That's the brisa, and this brisa will take an amud and a half to explain. An amud to explain. What we want is the fact that you can bring it in baskets that belong to the person, not klisharis. And our Mishnah said you bring it in a klisharis. The Mishnah didn't mean you bring it in a klisharis. the Mishnah Mint, you have to bring it in a keli, that if you wanted to make it a kli sharis, you could, which means not a kriva mitzvah, because a kriva mitzvah would not be able to be used as a kli sharis. And the Gemara can explain two reasons why not. You can make, if you want to donate it to Hegnish, it can become a kli sharis. You're not making it a kli sharis, but you're bringing the mincha in a type of vessel that if you wanted to make that vessel a kli sharis, it would become a kli sharis.
The value of it?
No, the thing itself.
How could a gold ball become a kli sharis?
What do you think the kli sharis were made out of?
Some like clay.
Yeah, some absolutely clay. Not. The bowls that they caught the blood in.
Gold.
The bowls they put the mincha into were made out of metal. They did not have to be kesef. The Nisim brought karis kesef. Let's not mix that up. You did this yesterday also with the karis kesef. You're busy with the Nisim. Next, imagine them 2 weeks from now when it comes to Shchedish, we'll do Nisim. No, that they brought karis kesef. You do not have to have.
They
might have happened. But that's not what happens by this.
Example.
But that's not what happens by this mincha. The person does not have to donate. He does not have to donate his silver keli. Okay, but yesterday you did, so therefore I have to be careful. And you bring it in a keli that if you wanted to make it a kli sharis, it's made out of materials that kli sharis are made out of. Now we're going to see which materials kli sharis cannot be made out of. Dr. Gemara, serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Bowls, knives, things like that are called kli sharis. Kalim, vessels of service. Service vessels. Netanya, kli sharis, commands of the Gemara, I'm sorry, Bichlau, the Kriva Mitzvah Slechadja. By the Mishnah contrasting that other kalim are brought in, that other minchas are brought in kalim that could become kli sharis, as opposed to saita that is bought in Kriva Mitzvah made out of palm bath. That means palm bath cannot be kli sharis. Command the loiker of Yaisi Rabbi Yehuda. That's a machloikas tanoim. Can palm bath be used as a kli sharis? The Tanya. Kli sharis sha'asen shal eitz. Kli sharis that's made out of wood. And palm bath is considered wood. Rabbi Paisu, Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yehuda Machshar. And the reason for that is elaborated on in other places. Has to do with how to darsh from sukkim. Bottom line, Rebbe says you can't use wooden kli sharis, and Rebbe says you can. Bast is a wooden kli sharis. So our Mishnah that seems to say all menachos have to be bought in a keli that can be a kli sharis, and a saita brings it in a kriva mitzvah, which seems to indicate that a kriva mitzvah cannot be a kli sharis, is not like Rebbe Yehuda ben Yehuda. And for the Gemara, no. Avilu tamer Rebbe Yehuda ben Yehuda. When did Rabbi Yehuda say you can use wood? The chashav of keli. The pchusim, however, low class kelim like bast. Miyamar, chilasle the Rabbi Yehuda akuvein al fakasecha. This is a pasuk that's in Malachi when the navi is giving Klal Yisrael mussar that when they bring korbanos and they donate things to Hegdish, they take the derogatory things. Animals that are barely alive, and they bring that as a carbon. So he said, would you bring that to your prince? Would you bring it to your leader? How dare you bring this to the Rabbanish Shalom? So that's a rule in all Karbanas. You don't take low-class things for Karbanas. So even Rabbi Ezra Behuda that says you can use wooden kalim does not allow you to use bast. That is a low grade. So therefore the Mishnah can be like Rabbi Ezra Behuda. Maybe yes, maybe not. The Mishnah's not getting involved. All the Mishnah is saying, all menachos were brought in kalim, there could be a kli sharis. You want to know what those kalim are? Go learn the Machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe of Yehuda. Kriva mitzvah does not reach that bar because it's a low-class kalim. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Kolosai, first narrow line. Cane salim, like baskets, other maybe Mechassel Azara, the klosais, the chulu, the nice number klish, azar b'klisharis, So Rashi's setting up a piece of Gemara that's going to come up. It says, it says in the Mishnah, so the Gemara is going to understand that you have to have intention when it's put into the Kli Sharis. And by the way, the Yisrael can do this. It doesn't go to the Kli until after the oil and the Levain is put on. The Kayan, the Yisrael, has to have intention that the Klisharis make it Kaddish. That's what this price sounds like. Umagisha, Magia Sakli Lakar my Ravis Dryness, touch the Kli to the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach, the common yellow flamikra. Bidayoi, the common mefarish mahi, the Gemara will explain what does the word Bidayoi mean to teach me. And my case to Gadaitan the Diboy Trey. It's enough means you would think you need more. Well, if you touch it, you touch it. What do you mean it's enough? What else could you do? In this very Kli, you move the frankincense to one side. The common mefarish time at the Kula Masnisan Zatrashi, all aspects of Mincha will be explained. You go to the part of the flour that got mixed well. The nice little klisharis, sheni. The common mefarish timer, why we do this? Agabe yoishim, ala eish on the fire. Liten l'taycha, once you've made the kmitza, you can put into the rest of it, liten l'taycha shirayim. Bekelim haruyim l'klisharis imhoye magdishan. Had you donated it to Hegdish, it would make a klisharis. Rebbe Paiso, menachas et mesech tesukah, Yalav Taima, the Mesoperic Achol, the Gemara there speaks out the region. The Chashuvim, the Kli Eitz Chashuvim, Chashuva Wood. Hakuvein Lefachasecha, save for the Kroh HaYirtzecha, will he be appeased by you? Or Yaisa Panecha, will he show you favor? Meaning, if you treat the king, you bring in garbage, you think it's going to work? Period. Yes, Rabbi Cohn.
Now, yesterday and today, this thing with Beso, that means Lafouke being in the Azar. I mean, no one has all this stuff in their house. I mean, Beso just means by the time you get to the Mikdash or whatever, you should have it with you. But
if you're bringing a Mincha, don't you have to bring it?
No, Beso means just Lafouke.
I'm trying to figure out what you're trying to say. You come to the Azara, you bring a Mincha. Where do you bring the Mincha from? Wherever you get it. You bring it to the Azara.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out.
What does Beso mean?
It just means to say that you...
I'm trying to say that to the class. Don't think...
I'm glad you feel that you should explain it to the class. I'm glad for them. I'm happy. What would it say?
Then they have to come straight from your house, not from the store.
No, you can buy it in the store. Where else do you get it from? Honestly, I don't think anybody misunderstood the term Beso. That's why I didn't explain it to me. It was a double passion. That everybody understood that the Beso doesn't mean you have to have it at home. It means you bring it to the Azara wherever you come from. Usually people come from home. That's all.
Was there any Levona left at all?
Like
all
the
Levona house?
Yes. No Levona was left in the Shirayim. And no Levain is allowed to be part of the Kmitza. Levain has to be there when you do the Kmitza, but at the side. And no Levain can be in the Kmitza, and no Levain is left in the Shirayim. It's called Levainas, the Pasuk says.
How do you get the Levona out with not touching the stove? It was laying on top of the
correct
flour?
Correct.
You have to take a little bit of the flour also. You can't get every single granule Levona. Or the opposite. You have to take a little bit of extra.
No, you can't. It has to be just the Levina. Now, again, let me stop for a second. If the person mixed oil into the flour, the texture of the flour is already hardish. It became, not dough, unless you mixed it, but it's at least, it's not regular flour pieces.
Right.
So the mela, the levina sits on top of it and can be totally removed.
Again, what is levina? Frankincense.
Frankincense. What is frankincense? So somebody was kind enough once in Davyami to bring it in. So if you want to go to the store and buy frankincense and bring it in for show and tell, the people of the film. I don't know what it's a kind of spice. It's a white thing, if I remember correctly.
How do you get every granule out with it?
Someone's going to
stick to the
stuff. Excuse me. The tyrant says it all has come out. Let's again, you know, I value your opinion, but not against the tyrant.
You think it's going
to have a round bottom face? Again, the Levina is placed on top of the flower. It's not placed in the keli. It's placed in the keli on top of the flower. What's bothering Baruch Meisch is how do you remove it all? Now, honestly, I don't think the Levina is little granules. The Levina that this person brought in was bigger than little granules. It was like this size piece. So I don't think it's so hard to remove. Again, anybody wants to come in, show and tell, and it won't help the people on the phone. We can do Levina show and tell tomorrow if somebody brings it in. Yes?
You did say... one of the things, which is it depends on how finely it is ground. It could be this chunk. But on the other hand, with Baruch Moshe saying, Moshe Harris also reiterated, is everything in halakha with one or two exceptions has a shear as to where it does exist and where it doesn't exist. And so there's going to have to be a shear which defines it. Because as Baruch Moshe said, it is practically impossible.
Right? Again, I will stick to my guns. The Torah says, the Hikris call of Levinasa. That's what the Torah said. And never in Shas does it mention that there's any Levina left on the that I remember.
I think,
that doesn't mean much, but at least in my memory, there's no such thing.
In discussions with Rabbi David Morgenstern, he seems to be of the opinion, if I interpreted it correctly, that there is a margin of error.
Not here when it's never mentioned. That's what I'm saying. I am not arguing that other places it can mean that. It doesn't mean that here.
This is something I had your Rabbi Carr with. It's one of the things about Meisner. It seems that Meisner has to be done exactly. Not this
again, see, this is when you start comparing apples and oranges. I didn't say that in other places there's no room for error. I said here, the Torah insisted, never did I see a mention of anything left. That's all I said. And we can leave it right there. You can think one way, I can think the other way. I'm convinced I'm right. If you want to argue with me, that's all.
Well, that guy brought
right
the sample, show and tell thing. Was it real fine?
No, it was clump.
Oh, fine.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
It doesn't say that they ground the Levita. This is not Torah. They didn't grind it. By the way, cinnamon also doesn't come fine unless you grind it. And pepper also doesn't come fine unless you grind it. So Levina is not fine. And it doesn't say anywhere to grind the Levina. You have a picture of Levina? And? It's plumps. There it is. It's shucked.
Okay.
If it's not ground, it's junk.
No, I think that's
but it's not ground here. It doesn't say anywhere it's ground. The basis of the question is assuming it's ground. It's not. That's all.
That does not answer the question, because if you can't bring any of the wheat, when you drop the chunks of frankincense into the wheat, there is a grain or two which is here. There's got to be a shear.
Again, I'm not going to sit and argue this. I think I made my point.
It needs to be scraped off the trunk of a turkey tree and come to
fine, thank you.
And I believe it's also sticky.
I can't tell you. I didn't. But nice little klisharis and makachim a klisharis. Shamat mina klisharis a makachim alami das. Sounds like you need das for the klisharis to work. And for the Gemara, aim a nice number klisharis makachim a klisharis. Not what the Brisa means. It means you put it in there, and the result will be it becomes Kaddish. Not necessarily that you need Das to make it Kaddish. It could be automatic. This is a Machloikas Masechta Sukkah. Do you need Das to make Klisharis Kaddish or not? We wanted to prove from the Lashon HaBraisa that you need. The answer is, the Braisa doesn't mean you have to have Das. The Braisa is, when you put it in, this is what will happen. Rashi.
Okay.
Cook Rashi, nice to the ketchup. For, sorry. Hey, Mikacho Midas. Shanois the Behen, Sarach Shitnanu Lashem Kach. The Havamina is, you have to have that in mind. Frek Rashi Vim Taimar. Hare Mincha Kedusha Vemedes. This Mincha already has Kedusha. Shakdusha Bepeh. Didn't you donate the flower as a Mincha? So what are we talking about it becoming holy? It's holy already. And for Trashi. Kedusha's Peh, Eina Le Kedusha's Sanach. Kedusha's Peh is the value of the item. Can be still redeemed. The Einim Kedusha's Haguf. It is not the intricate Kedusha that permeates the thing itself. Intrinsic. Thank you. The Einim Nifselas B'tvul Yayim. And as Kedusha's Damim, somebody's tummy went to the mikvah, and he's going to become tar that night, and he touches it, does not become tame. Ubelina, and it doesn't become tame, being left overnight. Vim nitmes, nivdus, and if it became tame, you can still redeem it. Kachu b'kli, however, once it's in a kli, kitchu kedusha saguf, comes kedusha saguf, vim nifselas b'tvuyayim ubelina, comes pasul, by a Tvoyayim or Lina, there ain't no pigeon, and there is no pigeon. So, if you noticed, three differences between Kedushas Peh and Kedushas Haguf that Rashi points out. One is that Kedushas Hagpeh is not Pasul if a Tvoyayim touches it. Tvoyayim is a level of Tumah after you went to the Mikvah. Number two, Kedushas Hapeh, you can leave it overnight. It doesn't become Pasul. Kedushas Haguf has to be brought that day in a mincha. Can't leave it overnight. And number three, Kedushas Peh is redeemable. Kedushas Haguf is non-redeemable. If it becomes Tameh, it has to be burnt. And the pasul of carbon cannot be redeemed. Those three differences, Rashi points out, between Kedushas Peh and Kedushas Haguf. Dr. Gemar Rashi writer, nice to the Kacha. Hatayra etzuchiyosa litna b'kli sharas k'deshi akcheno akli. The Brisa did not mean that should be your intention. The Brisa means that is the result. Even if you're not mechav. Back to the Gemara. And you put shemen and levain on top of the mincha. Shenemar. V'yatzik ala shemen. V'nasin ala levaina. V'trashi. V'nasin ala hazar. Shemen and levaina. V'ein tzarach kayin l'kach. There's no need to give it to a kayin to put the oil and the frankincense in. The kach, the chsev, the yatzik ala shemen, the hunter of Bnei Aaron. It says bring it to Bnei Aaron after you already put the shemen on. Weiter. Umalicha et the kayin, then you take it to the kayin, the chsev of Bnei Aaron. The kayin malicha et amizbeach, the chsev, the gishal amizbeach. But it said, should touch the melcha to the mizbeach. Rashi, did I skip? No. Nagisha b'tiharen drimus mizra rabis keneget chuda shokaren v'dayoy. Manoah, how do I know that you put it at that corner? Why did we pick the southwestern corner? And I'm just going to say an interesting gahara that I have. In Hebrew, I don't know why. Well, it's not necessarily true, something like I said. Nechsev, Bezayis Tairis HaMencha, Hakravayis Bnei Aaron Lefnei Hashem, Al Pnei HaMizbeach. Lefnei Hashem means in front of Hashem. That indicates the side facing the Beis HaMikdash, which is the western side of the Mizbeach. Pnei HaMizbeach is the front of the Mizbeach. The front of the Mizbeach is where the ramp is. That's how you quote-unquote enter the Mizbeach. You enter from the front. So the Pnei HaMizbeach is the front, and the Pnei Hashem is the west. So the Torah just sent you two messages. Put it, bring it close, the Gisha, right? It says, the Gisha, the Pnei Hashem, Ahakir writes the Pnei Aaron, the Pnei Hashem, the Pnei HaMizbeach. And those are two different sides. V'tanya, the Pnei Hashem, Yachal B'marav, I would think you touch it to the western side of the Mizbeach. Talmud Lamer al Pnei HaMizbeach. Al Pnei HaMizbeach, Yachal B'darim. I would think you touch it to the southern side. Talmud by Mendelstein Asher. Okay, Tad. Magisha Bekaren Dreibus Maravis. Kenegit Chudisho Karen Bedayai. So if you go to the southwestern corner, you are doing your best to keep both requirements of the Pasuk. Hi, middle shear. Is everything okay? I sound from Eretz Yisrael, that's why. So to keep both parts of the pasuk, you need the corner, because it has to be west and south. How can it be west and south? So we're not saying touch two places. We're saying find a place that's west and south. The only place that's west and south is the corner.
What's
diameter?
Enough. No, but what does it mean here?
The Gemara's going to ask the question. In fact, I even said that before. And Rashi said it before. The Gemara's going to ask, what does it mean here?
We even said this yesterday.
And I said it yesterday also, correct. I said it twice, and Rashi said it once. But before four times, it doesn't count. So it was only three times. Okay. Now, let me explain. The reason the west is Lifnei Hashem and no other side is Lifnei Hashem is because this Man D'Amar holds, this is very important to understand, that the Mizbeach from end to end was 32 Amos. The opening of the Beis HaMikdash was 20 Amos. And the walls, the doors, the side of the opening, was 6 amos on each side. So the Beis HaMikdash, from end to end, on the eastern side of the Beis HaMikdash, which is right opposite the western side of the Mizbeach, was exactly 32 amos. So this Man D'Amar holds that the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash are exactly opposite each other. The Mizbeach starts at the southern end of the Beis HaMikdash and works its way to the northern end of the Beis HaMikdash and fills up the whole space opposite the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, Lifnei Hashem is only the west, because any other side is already not opposite the building. Is already past the building. The building is exactly 32 amos from end to end. The Mizbeach is 32 amos from end to end. If you are on any other side besides the west, you're not in front of the Hashem. You're not in front of the building, because you're to the side of the building. Because the building is exactly the size of the Mizbeach.
It can't be the east.
It has to be the side, the Hashem, means close to the Mizbeach. That's the west.
So it can't be the east.
Can be east. And it can't be south and north, because they're not even with the Beis HaMikdash. The east is not the Lifnei Hashem. The Lifnei Hashem has to be right in front of Hashem, which is the western side of the Mizbeach. Right? The Mizbeach is here, the Beis HaMikdash is here, so the western side faces the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Lifnei Hashem. Now, you're Lifnei Hashem here too. I'm standing Lifnei Hashem. But I mean to say closest to the Beis HaMikdash. Right, that way. So it can't. It's very important to understand why no other side is called Lifnei Hashem, because no other side is equal with the Beis HaMikdash. It's to the sides. But how do you enter the stoop shot him in that? I don't know if Rashi brings it. I saw it somewhere else. Number one is the tzafen is called Yerach HaMizbeach. Shachar Aisa Yerach HaMizbeach Tzafeinah. Yerech is the opposite of Pnei. Your thigh is the opposite of your face. One's the top, one's the bottom, one's the front, one's the back. So if Yerech is north, Pnei is south. The other way is, because normally you enter something from the front, and we know the ramp was on the southern side. So that means the front of the Mizbeach is the southern side. Tube shots and broad, I don't know if Rashi brings it, I saw somewhere else. Now, that's the Tanakama Shita. one Russian and the Gemara to the Russian. Reb Lazar disagrees, and the Gemara is going to explain. Reb Lazar holds that. No, I didn't. I just did that. Vidaya, and that's enough. I did that first. Reb Lazar Reimer, that Reb Lazar holds, and this is key, that the Mizbeach was not exactly with the Beis HaMikdash. He was on the northern half of the Azara. Meaning the Beis HaMikdash is centered. According to the first Mandi Amar, the Mizbeach was centered in the middle of the Azara. Half on the northern side, half on the southern side. Reb Lazar says, no, the Mizbeach was totally on the north. Which means the southern side of the Mizbeach also is opposite the Beis HaMikdash. Because he has the southern side in the middle of the Beis HaMikdash. So he doesn't have that contradiction in Sukkim that the Tanakhama had. Because you can have the southern side be Pnei HaMizbeach and Pnei Hashem. Because his Mizbeach is located differently. Let me try to explain. If I have... We'll make believe that this is the same size now because I don't have another sitter here. But if I have, this is the Mizbeach, this is the Beis HaMikdash, and they're totally exactly opposite each other, so then, to be the Pnei Hashem, it has to be the west side. This is not the Pnei Hashem, it's many on the outside of the Mizbeach. But if the Mizbeach is this way, this is the Pnei Hashem and Pnei Mizbeach. Because this side also faces the Beis HaMikdash. It's not outside of the Beis HaMikdash. It faces the Beis HaMikdash because it's not centered. According to one Mandi Amar, the Mizbeach is not centered. So therefore, he can have it on the southern side and keep both ends of the pasuk. It is the Pnei Hashem and it is Pnei HaMizbeach. Because, what? He doesn't need to be exactly at the corner. He can be more to the southern side. Reb Lazar argues in the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says the southwest corner, that's the only way you can get both to come in. Reb Lazar says, do you have a choice to go a little bit to the west or a little bit to the south? No. Amrit. Kolom welcome to the Meitzish name he cries. Whenever I find two psukim, echad mekayim atzma mekayim divrei chaverei. One can work with the other one. The echad mekayim atzma mevato divrei chaverei. And one will go against the other one. So menichin es mekayim atzma mevato chaverei. V'taisin es mekayim atzma mekayim chaverei. Stick to the psat, to the part that will not obviate the other pasuk. Stick to the one that will work with both. Don't pick a pshat that will obviate one. Shataim of Pnei Hashem b'mayriv, if you're going to stick on the western side, the Talta Pnei HaMizbeach b'darim, then it won't be on the south. And the pasuk says Pnei HaMizbeach. Shataim of Pnei HaMizbeach b'darim, however, when you say the south, Kiyamtum of Pnei Hashem b'mayriv, you're still Pnei Hashem like you are on the west. Okay, Tad, Magisha Ladroima Shokaran. Put it on the southern side of the corner. Not in the exact corner. Put it more to the south. That way you keep both psukim. Vehekin Kiyamta. How is the south with Nashem? Amravashi, Ksavar, Haitana, Kula Mizbeach, Mutsavakoi. This Tana holds that the whole Mizbeach was in the northern side. Therefore, the southern side of the Mizbeach is still equal with the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi. Does he have pictures?
Yes. Very nice pictures.
I'm glad.
No, even both sheets.
I'm glad. Makes things easier. A picture is 1,000 words. Rashi.
Where's the ramp again? Where?
Southern side. Look, Rashi. He should touch it to the western side of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was 32 amas wide. Memutza Ben Tazara, the Tanakama holds, it was centered. The Hechel was Memutza Ben Tazara. Zemul Zap, one facing the other. Bama Beis Amma Hechel Ksolov. 32 amas was the Hechel on the walls. Chalol Echav, the opening was 20. Ksolov Vav Amma, and the walls around the opening were 6 amas Ivy Akaisel. The Shisha, the Kaisel Drevi. The north and south side were 6 amas thick. Nimtza Maravish of Mizbeach Lefnei Hashem. The Eim Mafsik Klum Bein Lebein Ahechol. Nothing is touching between the Beis HaMikdash. The Ulu Ulam Shavnei Ahechol, Psuachu. The room in front of the Beis HaMikdash was open. But Rachbei Esther Mamakul Chokalol Shehechol. Meaning, this is Lefnei Hashem. The doors are open. It's the width of the Hechol. And the Hechol on the walls are 32 amas, which is exactly the same as the dimensions of Mizbeach. Keneged Chuda, Kol Mashi Yochol LeKarv LeKlapei Mayrev. You want it to be to the west, Mivachi Yisham Ktsas Torim. There should be a little bit of the south, Mishum El Pnei Mizbeach. Dilav Keneged Chuda, Lechel Lefnei Hashem. If you're not by the corner, if you're not at the west, it's not Lefnei Hashem. Sharei Zavit Hechol Kulam, Keneged Zavit Mizbeach. The corners of the Hechol is exactly by the corners of Mizbeach. The Blazer, I'm a Darshan the Mikra Binyanachar. He darshans the Pasuk differently. The Kach Darshan. Tarek Shinemar, since it says, Lefnei Hashem Abnei Mizbeach. So Yochi Yagishen Olechem them. Maybe you have a choice. Ratzel Lemayrev, Ratzel Lemayrev. Maybe you can go west, maybe you can go south. Yochi Yagishen Olechem them. Or you the Dreymah Shemateren Amart. If you want to say, or to the south, Kach Tashiveni. This is the answer. Since it's possible to fulfill both, can't be you have a choice. You have to pick the shot in the pussy that works for both. Okay, Ted. It does not have to be at the exact corner. It can be a little bit more south. Isn't the south outside? The Mizbeach was in the northern half of the Azara. The left side, the Mizbeach, doesn't hold that the Mizbeach was exactly even with the Beis HaMikdash and its walls. The south wall of Mizbeach faced the middle of the doors of the Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash. Should put it to the south. It should be close to the west, so it should be close to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Rashi explains, why do we have to move it to the middle? Why couldn't we just say there was slightly more north? Why didn't we say it's either centered or completely to the north? Why don't we say the blazer holds, it's a few amas over, not totally moved over to the north? It still would fulfill what he needs. It still would have the south connected to Hecho. So Rashi's answer is going to be there's three opinions where the Mizbeach was. Centered, north, or south. We're not making a fourth opinion here. And once it's not centered, and he needs it to be in the north, so we say it's all the way in the north. Don't make a new shita. For this Gemara, you could have, just move it one arm over. But the Rashi says, if you go through Shas, there's three shitas to where the Mizbeach was located. One on the other says centered, one on the other says totally to the north half, one on the other says totally to the south half. What? Why? That's considered Keneged Hechel. The wall was Keneged Hechel. Just like the corner of the wall.
That's how
the Tanakhama
had to be.
Exactly.
Well,
remember,
there's three shitas. This is one of the shitas, right?
Again, Reb Lazer says, and all Reb Lazer said is that the south faces the Beis HaMikdash. He didn't say how much over it is to the north.
He didn't say totally to the north. You don't need him to hold that way. Just move it a little bit.
But my question is, with all of the shots I'm trying to go forward now, I can't do it right now. The three sheets, one sheet says completely.
Completely to the north, one sheet that says completely to the south, and one sheet that says center.
Why would we?
Why make up a fourth sheet, though?
Isn't there a ramp?
Yes, but the ramp is not part of the mitzvah.
But if you're all in the north, I mean, how do you get to the ramp?
South. Again, the Beit HaMikdash.
The ramp is on the south, and how is the south? Not
why not? The Beit HaMikdash is 32 amos. The ramp is 30. It's 62 amos.
The ramp is 30?
Yes.
The top is only...
The ramp is an extra 30. It's altogether 62 amos. And the southern half of Azara is 67 and a half amos. So you have 5.5 amos of airspace still left on the southern side.
Ramp is 32.
30.
And then the top?
32. Well, you want to be exact. Really not.
I'm just trying to figure out.
I'll tell you exactly. The Mizmeach is 32. The Mizmeach is 32.
The Mizmeach, 32, the whole length.
Right. The top is only 28. Because the Mizmeach comes in. The side, to the side wave, to the top. It loses, as it goes up, it loses. It's wider in the bottom than it is a little bit higher. I think it's a little narrower to the top. So the Mela, if you look at the bottom of the Mizbeach, it's 32. The ramp is 32. But two of the Amas of the ramp go over the two Amas that the Mizbeach got smaller as it went up. So it ends up two overlap. So 32 and 32 is 64 minus 2. So you have 62. The southern half of the Azara is 67 and a half. So now, when you have it all the way in the south, you're right. There's only 5.5 amas space on the southern side of the Mizbeach to the wall. As far as we're concerned, it has to touch Lufnei Hashem, Lufnei Mizbeach, not the ramp.
Right.
The ramp is not a gate, it's sugya. You were just bothered how you fit it in. I'm just explaining to you how you fit it in. Yes. Rashi. Zuck Rashi, Kula Mizbeach, Savakai. I did that already. In the middle of that Rashi. Why are we saying that our blood holds the whole Mizbeach within the north? There's only three opinions. Rabbi Yehuda Islam is Mizbeach Mechaba Keneged Hechu Ksalah Berkam of the Yuma. Rabbi Yehuda holds it centered. Rabbi Blazim and Yaakov is the Kula Mizbeach Betorim Koi. The Amahid Dash and Tzvaini means Sat Pani Mekum. The north Tzvaini stands for empty. Keep the northern side empty. Rabbi Yehuda is the Kula Mizbeach Betzav and Koi Mizbeach Beperek Hachik Adashim. Hilkach Rabbi Blazim and Yaakov Shemina Leah Karkach. The Kamer Zav is Dry Mishim is Beach Lufnim Bikineg Zav Shal Hechu. Since he says that the southern side is more, faces the Hechu, Upalig Ad Rabbi Yehuda Ad Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov, he obviously doesn't hold it all in the south and centered. So Mekmina like Rabbi Yitzhak Lili. So say he holds the other opinion, the sphere way, the Kulam is Beach Mitzavim. Let Mekmina like Machloikus Ravias. Don't make a new Shita. We know there are three. He fits with one. Go with that one. That's all Rashi say.
I suggest this is a test question. I suggest this is a very important test question.
Thank you very much. You know, it's amazing. I don't know if I would have thought about it on my own. Thank you very much. You told me to die to put it in. Yes. There's three sheetahs in how the Mizbeach was. Again, the Gemara Yuma spent a lot of time, at least the Rishonim Yuma, figuring out how everything fit in. Because, again, if it's all on the northern side, then you're crowded between the Mizbeach and the northern wall. If it's all on the southern side, you're crowded between the Mizbeach and the southern wall. The only one that leaves you room on both sides, really, is the centered one. The width of the Azara is 135 amas. From southern wall to northern wall, the Azara is 135 amas. That means the halfway point is 67.5. Of the Beis HaMikdash 32, of the Mizbeach 32, but add the ramp. See, Dr. Harris was right that when you're placing things, the ramp has to fit. And the ramp is an extra 30. So there's 62 amas that the ramp and the Mizbeach occupy. Right. And the length of the Azara was 187. And 100 was the Beis HaMikdash and all its things. And the Mizbeach was 32. So 132 out of 187 were occupied by structures. And remember, there were steps also. It wasn't like flat ground. So you went to the Mizbeach up to the Beis HaMikdash, you had to walk up steps. At that Yuma, to walk up steps. Because it's a mountain. You're going up the mountain. The steps. See Mishnah Midot, where it goes through all the measurements of the Beis HaMikdash. That's why it's called Midot. It doesn't mean the Paliyahit is Midot. It means the measurement of the Beis HaMikdash. And we will stop over here, and everybody should just have a wonderful day.